Now, my great pleasure to introduce the band that are in the studio. They're not going to get a chance to talk to you just yet, but they'll be on the air fairly shortly because we have Sarah and Anne and Luke and Alan from the Bombadils. Now, I first met them in a hotel room during a late night showcase at Folk Music Ontario in October, I think it was, and I was just completely beguiled. They're a fabulous group of people. I love their enthusiasm. They will be at Magnolia Cafe this evening, Saturday, May the 10th at 8 p.m. for a show there. Now, it's an intimate venue, but this is going to be a fabulous show. If you want to go, I would suggest giving Avi at Magnolia a call now at 519-766-4663. Tickets are just $12, and it promises to be a great show. We're going to bring them on the air very shortly, but before we get there, I do want to play a song from their most recent album. They have a new album that they will be releasing later this year, but their previous album was entitled Fill Your Boots, which I always think is an apt expression when you think of a band like the Bombadils, because for the rest of today's show, we will be filling our boots with the Bombadils. And from that album, we're going to listen to their version of Rakish Paddy. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall. I'm so excited because I have four musicians in the studio with me this morning. They are the Bombadils. They are a Montreal-based progressive Celtic bluegrass band. They're on tour. They're touring Ontario and also the northeastern states of the U.S. just now. They will be at Magnolia Cafe this evening, Saturday, May the 10th, for a show at 8 p.m. And it's my great pleasure to welcome to the show this morning Sarah and Anne and Luke and Alan from the Bombadils. Great to have you guys join us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah. That was Rakish Paddy. That's off the Fill Your Boots album. And I said in the preamble that I met you at Folk Music Ontario, and it was one of those wonderful late night sessions when musicians just get up and have fun because they're playing in rooms full of musicians. And
yeah.
And it, there's something about that vibe, isn't it, when you're playing in front of your peers? It's it almost seems everything's more relaxed. Is it actually like that? I mean, are you nervous when you play in front of other musicians?
I feel like it's cool in that setting because they're all like just rooms and their beds set up and people are just hanging out on the beds and I don't know, they're all our friends, so.
Yeah, it's either people we already know or people we've just met and we're excited to play for them and hear them play, so it's pretty relaxed. And
so tell us a little bit about the Bombadils. Who's going to start?
Maybe Sarah can start.
Okay. Well, we started off about 4 years ago. We were all students at McGill, and we went through different ideas of what the lineup would be, but it was just a side project to being in school, and once we graduated, we decided we wanted to tour and release an album, so we've been doing that for 2 years, and we had a bass player with us for about 4 years. His name is Evan Stewart, and he was awesome, but he just wants to go explore some other things for a while, so now we've got Alan on the bass, and that's been really good, too.
So Alan's the new Bombadil.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
The
baby
new Bombadil.
Yeah. And he just graduated, like, last week or something.
Yeah. So you met up, and you were a part of the School of Music, right? You were all doing music at
McGill?
Yeah,
we were all at the Schulich School of Music, and I actually met Sarah on the first day at Frosch, where all the kids kind of get together and
party.
Go out and party. But we were, like, instant friends, and basically Sarah asked me if I had never played any folk music before, and she asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. And I actually was going to school for jazz flute at the time, and I had been playing classical my whole life, and I was like, well, I'll take on another genre that's cool. So I did that.
So, I mean, when at school, I mean, the people, I mean, jazz would probably be quite a popular program in the music program. Is that how it works? Or
actually, it's much smaller than the classical program, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I'd say it like less than half the size of the classical program. At McGill, anyway. At other schools, I think it's a lot bigger, but as far as McGill is concerned.
Yeah.
No, I think it was 2009 that the band started. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've now been together 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you mentioned that Evan has decided to take a break from the band.
Mm-hmm.
How many albums have you released so far?
Fill Your Boots is our first album. And so we're releasing our second album this year in late August, early September. We just actually finished tracking that last week. So, yeah.
And that still doesn't have a name, or does it?
We think it's going to be Grassy Roads Wandering Feet. So we're continuing on with the from boots to feet. So
no foot fetishes. Yeah.
And it's a quote from Yeats, and we kind of went that way because there's a poem on the album which has been set to music by Yeats. The Song of Wandering Angus. So.
Now, you describe yourselves as a charismatic bunch of kind-hearted rascals. And I've got to admit, when I saw you in that hotel room at the Delta in Mississauga, I got the feeling that you have lots of fun. I imagine you driving down the highway and an old VW microbus singing along.
You should have seen us this morning.
We're
it was alliteration and tongue twisters for about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
sometimes we just sort of jam on the sounds of words. Today it was sort of a Latin theme. There was a lot of like Lyticus Porcus, I don't know. Just sort of jamming.
I don't know if this is funny to anyone but us. Though.
It's definitely not.
Well, you know, to be fair, this is CFIU, so basically it's all funny.
Okay.
Yeah, basically we're ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
Why don't we play something? What would you like to play for us?
Yeah, we thought we'd start with a traditional probably Irish or Scottish tune. It's called Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair.
And this will be on the new album?
It will.
Yes.
It's our arrangement.
So we have the Bombadils. Sarah, Anne, Luke, and Alan in the studio today. I'm pretty excited. You know, I'll be honest, I love having live, I would say live musicians. I love having recorded musicians on this show, but I definitely love having people playing live in the studio. It's just so much fun. And to think that it's still only 9:30 in the morning and we're doing this, it's pretty exciting. The Bombadils and Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair. Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That is the Bombadils live on Folk Roots Radio this morning. And that's a traditional song. It's entitled Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair, arranged by the Bombadils. And that will be on the new album?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. It's really great to have you in the studio. That was, we had Anne on flute, Sarah on fiddle, and obviously both on vocals, Luke on guitar and vocals, and then Alan on the stand-up bass. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. You know, it's such a cozy environment in here.
Yeah.
We were talking at the start of the show because it is possible for bands to play at CFIU, and I think they can play in a separate studio, and then we can bring them on air. But I always like to have people in the studio when we're playing live. I think it just creates more of an intimacy, very much like one of those late-night showcases at the conferences.
Yeah.
That's great. Why don't we go ahead and play something else? Because I've got you standing up, and then we can have you sit down after that. So what would you like to play for us this time?
This one is called Morning in the Mountains, and it's an instrumental tune that Luke wrote while we were in Banff in June. We were at the Banff Center, and I said June. I meant January. It was definitely winter. and, yeah, we all wrote some different tunes, and this is the one of the ones that Luke wrote. Thank you.
That's the Bombardels live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning, and a song entitled Morning in the Mountains. Beautiful, beautiful song. That was written by Luke Fraser, who was playing guitar on that tune. We had Sarah Frank playing fiddle, Alan Mackey on the stand-up bass, and then Anne Fung on the flute as well. Really beautiful. I hope you are enjoying the music at home. It's really great to have them join me in the studio today. I wanted to ask you about the way that you write your music. Sarah, you mentioned when you were talking that you all have ideas for songs. When you're in a medium like folk music, particularly where you play, you know, some traditional Celtic songs or even bluegrass songs, are the songs that you create, are they necessarily slightly derivative from, you know, songs that people may have written before? I mean, is that something that tends to happen when you're composing or
I'm sure
or not?
It happens just because of what we listen to, but it depends on all of us as well. I know we all have different tastes in music. One of Anne's favorite bands is Led Zeppelin, so as much as our band doesn't sound like Led Zeppelin, it might be in her writing. but yeah, we have an instrumentation that is, you know, sort of like traditional Celtic, I guess, but we love improvising, so that kind of comes from bluegrass as well as other styles of music. So, I would say...
We all grew up playing different types of music as well, so I would say that has a big influence. I was classically trained, and I think...
So we basically have all played some classical music.
Yeah.
And that last one, for sure, it's Luke's tune. You might want to talk about it, but it seems to have some classical elements.
Yeah, it's a...
It's a gorgeous song. Gorgeous song.
It's a... Yeah, I wanted to write an instrumental that was sort of based on parts, so each instrument has its own part. And so instead of having a strict rhythm section and then a strict like melody, the parts interact sort of like in classical music. So that's sort of where I was coming from with "Morning in the Mountains." And the melody, the main melody that comes right off the top, actually came from sort of from a Aeneas Mitchell song called "Shenandoah." And if you listen to that song, Aeneas Mitchell is an American singer-songwriter. She's really amazing and has a big influence on us. She wrote that song, and I love the melody, and I just, that's where I launched into writing the piece. So
how long did it take to write that?
Well, we were at Banff for 2 weeks, and it took a good part of those 2 weeks to have the whole sort of rough idea of the piece.
Because you really have captured, to me, that really does capture the feeling of being in the mountains. If you imagine Banff, I mean, it really does. It actually is kind of interesting because it's like, think, oh, that would be really nice for the sleeve notes to actually talk about, you know, how the song was created, because it really does have that expansive feel to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you can feel the morning and also that wide open space. And then the other thing I like about this is the vista. You know, I really feel like there is a, which is, I suppose that also kind of goes back to the Shenandoah thing, because that's very much a song that really speaks to, you know, it's an epic style theme to that song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a, and when you're in the mountains, it's hard not to be influenced by your surroundings. It just gets into your soul. So
yeah, Sarah did mention the words cover versions and Led Zeppelin. I've got to ask, do you have cover versions in your repertoire that you play? I'm not necessarily in encouraging you to play.
We've
you know,
talked.
Now your time is going to come, or a whole lot of love, or anything like that. But it's.
I mean, I'm a big advocate of playing a Led Zeppelin cover.
Yeah, maybe it's some homework.
We've done some covers before, not Led Zeppelin, but.
Well, we've done a lot of pub tunes, so it'll be like Great Big Sea covers or Stan Rogers. Mm-hmm. But sort of out of our genre, we had someone, we did a fundraiser for our first album, you know, campaign Indiegogo, so you can pre-order CDs, and someone contributed, and his request was that we would cover Call Me Maybe.
By Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. So if you really want to find that, you can find it on YouTube. I don't know if we want you to find it, but...
It's not very good.
I mean, on a, we also have a cover of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, song. We do. That song.
That's right. You that was done for it. I saw that one online.
Yes.
That's Songbird, right?
There's yeah. A, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is that beautiful Christine McVie song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that right now, but
no. Well, it's good to know, and you know you. It's always good to talk about things like funding albums because yeah. you know you've come and. Our show today, you're on, you know, you're traveling across the country. This is a tour of Ontario and the northeastern states of the U.S. But, I mean, you really are still at the stage where what you do is for the love of music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you need to have day jobs as well to get by? Are you... music teachers as well in your spare time? Or
even if we needed that, we're not in one place enough. So no. Actually, when we first graduated 2 years ago, Anne and I looked at each other and we said, well, we want to just live off music and have the freedom to travel. And we did have some students at that point because we were in Montreal enough to be teaching private students. But otherwise, what we did is we got a bunk bed and to cut our rent in half and put a landline on the bunk bed and got rid of our cell phones. So since there, we've just kind of made it work. And there's no more bunk bed right now.
Yeah. We actually are homeless now, so.
No, the word is nomadic.
Nomadic, sorry.
Well, that's good because you play nomadic music, and I should mention, in people wondering, that Sarah and Luke are actually getting married later this summer. We did encourage them to maybe tie the knot at Magnolia Cafe tonight at 8 p.m. in Guelph, but they said no, they want to wait later in the summer to do that. But that's beautiful. Will you be playing at your own wedding?
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Probably in the form of jamming afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of musician friends that are coming out, and they're going to be performing, yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great music.
Well, we have time for hopefully one. I would like to fit two songs in if we can before the end, and then what we'll do is probably finish with another song from the Fill Your Boots album. What would you like to play for us now?
Nova Scotia.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to feature Luke today. This is another song by Luke. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, this song is, I wrote this song. It's called Nova Scotia Goodbye. And I wrote this song because probably in every small town, but especially on the East Coast, after any kind of event, social engagement, dinner or whatever, it always takes so long to, you know, from the first point when you say you're going to leave to the point where you're actually leaving the place to say goodbye. So... this song's kind of a play on that whole thing, just taking forever to say goodbye and farewell, and so that's what this song's about. It's called Nova Scotia Goodbye. I'll just take a second tune up here.
We drove from Wabashin. It's fun. Good 2-hour drive.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. The bottle's nearly empty and the light is flickering low. There's candle wax on the tablecloth and our cheeks are all aglow. Our bodies, they are heavy, but our spirits are felt alive. It's come the time, as it always does, for all to say goodnight. How it ever gets to this, I guess I'll never know. We just can't stand to see it through and let each other go. The food was good, the drink it flowed, and my glass was always full. One goodbye should be enough, but I guess it never will. And it's goodbye in the kitchen. So long in the hall.
prior to. It takes a minute to say hello, but forever to say goodbye. And I guess I'll always take my time, no matter how I try. And it's goodbye.
That's the Bombadils live in the studio this morning on Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. We had Anne Fung on flute. Sarah Frank was playing fiddle and also a little bit of banjo. Always good to get banjo on this show. Luke Fraser is on guitar, and then Alan Mackey is on the stand-up bass. Remember, they are at Magnolia Cafe this evening for a show at 8 p.m. We have all the details on folkrootsradio.com, but if you want to give Avi a call, tickets are just $12. Remember, you can come for supper, have a wonderful supper at Magnolia, and enjoy the show as well. The reservation number there is 519-766-4663. So you can definitely check that out. We're going to go straight to another song, and then we will wrap with something from the album. I'm going to ask you guys to tell me what we're going to play out with, and I will cue that up while you're playing. So what would you like me to take from the Fill Your Boots album?
Noah's Wine.
Noah's Wine? Okay, well, I'll line that up. And what are you going to play for us just now?
We're going to my words are all mixed up. We're going to end with a fiddle tune that I wrote named after the neighborhood I grew up in Edmonton, which is called Hazeldine. And it will feature Anne on the harmonica and Luke on the mandolin.
And if you come tonight, maybe you'll get some Led Zeppelin if you really, really put the pressure on them just now. Yeah. Thank you. That was the Bombadils live in the studio on CFIU, and that's just about all we have time for. We're going to leave you with a little bit of Noah's Wine. I wanted to thank Anne, who was on harmonica and flute, I think, on that. We also had Sarah on fiddle. We had Luke on mandolin and Alan on bass, and also bowing as well on that. It was, you know, I'm learning so much. You see, you have all these instruments right in front of you, and you have to tell people. It's been great fun, guys. We'll see you at Magnolia tonight. Remember, 8 p.m. at Magnolia tonight for what promises to be a great show. Check out folkrootsradio.com for the details. We'll see you next time. You're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. We'll leave you with Noah's Wine from the album Fill Your Boots.
When he sat down to dine, I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine. I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine. The waterfall from the cliff of heaven fell blinding off the brink, as though to wash the stars away as suns go down to sink. The seven heavens came a-roaring down for the throats of hell to drink. And Noah, he cocked his eye and said, it looks like rain, I think. The water has drowned the Mont Royal as deep as mine. But I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine. But I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine. Sinned as we have sinned, on tipsy feet we trod, till sober, nober, Tito Toller was sent to us for a nod. And you can't get wine from a dying vine, or chapel or place des arts, for the curse of water has come again because of the wrath of God. Water has swallowed the highest cross and spilled all the holy shrine. But I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine. But I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine.